L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Let's roll. Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Redskin. I'm on the grid. I'm also on Sirius XM, Channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our television affiliates. Let's do this thing, although this show starts off a little chaotically. I'm like J.R. Smith, Cam. I've actually got like a wasp flying around above my head right now. And that's not a good sign that I've got a wasp indoors flying above my head. I've got a cleaning company that are here right now, but I tell you, it's Fred
here.
And Katie.
Oh.
Yeah, Fred and Katie are here.
I loved your tweet.
Could be, they could be cat burglars in the middle of the night, silent. They said, do we got to leave when we start doing them show? I'm like, no, not if you're as quiet as this. No,
yeah.
We're all good.
Yeah.
We're all good. And it's supposed to be a three-hour operation, Cam. It was supposed to be a three-hour operation, but might come as somewhat of a little bit of surprise. I don't have a lot of faults, but one of them is. If there was a reality TV show and you just put people in an empty room and they said, all right, listen, we're only going to give you a sandwich, a newspaper, and a soda can. How much of a mess can you make?
You win.
Give me 5 minutes. Give me five minutes.
I'll bet on you at minus 20,000, anything. Like, there's nobody who's a dog that could come close. Morenci Studios. I remember I go, Gabe, what's on your balcony? There's like glass shards and like old cases. Some guy came by with some steam whistle beers. I'm like, yeah, okay. But hey, I'm not one to judge. My place is actually like next to you. Like, you're the dirtiest and I'm brutal too. Like, I called the same thing. Cleaning company, like $300 for the pre-clean. I'm like, pre-clean? I thought the whole job was to clean. They're like, no, you know, if we're going to do the tubs and everything else, there's a lot of problems you have there, Mr. Stewart. I'm like, I get it. I left it way too long, Gabe. I'm a victim. Hey, we're both guys like this. We're busy guys. I hate cleaning. It's just one of those things. It's not my thing. I cook.
That's it. We're busy. We're busy people. Well, what can I tell you? You know what I'm saying? Mattress, I want to get into this. Unfortunately, we don't all have the same type of money as Mattress Mac does, huh?
No.
I was thinking about this, and this one, it drives me crazy. This one thing, too. You see it with point spreads. You see it in the gambling world a lot. And I don't know if you guys saw the story. So, Mattress Mac, he's a mattress salesman from Houston. And years ago, he became popular and famous because he bet, like, I don't know, $4 million or something. I don't know if you guys remember, actually. It was the Dodgers and the Astros, and it was a massive line swing. And people were, what's going on? It was a mattress salesman. And he's always got that deal, Cam, where he's giving away mattresses. So he does it to hedge his bets, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. Like if the Astros win, he gives away a free $3,000 mattress or whatever. So there's a story out here about how $22 million. He's going to make $22 million. But this is the problem with the media and why it's frustrating. So I see here right now, CNN. Houston's Mattress Mac bet big on the Astros. Could win $39 million. Toronto Sun. Texas gambler could win $36 million. CBS Sports. Mattress Mac will win $35 million. Which one is it?
It's a good point.
Like
every, a lot of difference in millions.
Like news, like every, so what, every media outlet, you guys just make your own number up? Is it 36? Yeah. Is it 39? But whatever. Basically, Cam, he bet $2 million on the Astros in June to win the World Series. If you add it all up, he's got $39 million coming back if the Houston Astros win. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Let's do this thing. World Series Game 2, MLS Soccer tonight. We've got NHL Hockey. We've got NBA Basketball. Paul Bovey will join us from Laguna Beach, California, and I believe this is his last stop, although if you notice, he's getting secretive about where he's going. He just doesn't want to tell
us.
He said he was going to tell us. Yeah. I know, Bovey. This guy's obsessive compulsive, as if he doesn't know where he's moving in 5 days.
Exactly.
He's Paul Bovey.
I'm not going to shake him down. The guy's moving to Malibu.
No, I'm shaking him down. He's always calling us out every Wednesday. It's the roast. We're coming in.
Okay. Yeah, no, I thought he wanted to be CEO. You could get into it. I know we're the gambling weasels, but yeah, if you want to find out where he's moving, that's fine. I'll just follow him.
He's moving
suit.
Across the street. That's going to be
Yeah, exactly. This district. Yeah.
Don't forget, he's got that lawsuit going on with Jan Brady.
Jan Brady. Yeah. Not a nice person.
I think he wants out. He wants out. Ashley Docking will join us.
Nice.
Ashley Docking will step up in a couple of minutes. We'll talk NBA basketball with Ashley, a former colleague of ours, and me and Cam. Looking forward to catching up with Ashley. Looking forward to breaking it down with Paul Bovey. NHL hockey, NBA basketball, MLS soccer tonight. It's always Wednesday night. Big night on the pitch tonight as well, Cam.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do. Like, actually, Gabe, I had my first, like, pretty good night in a long time with the baseball. And the hockey went great. Like, we took the Kraken. And other than the Canucks, like, things went pretty well in the ice matches last night. Basketball, you've been doing really well. So I just want to keep the train rolling. I don't want to give any back. But you said it, man. Like, I don't know. There's so many damn things on. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Dip my toe in this, that, the other. But, yeah, I have some opinions. A couple NBA games that I like. And as usual, Ron Rubber likes a lot on the ice.
I'm intrigued by the NBA card tonight. I am. There's some interesting games. You and I have talked about the Toronto Raptors. The Raptors are 0-3 on their home floor. They've got to win a home game. I don't care like if Siakam's there or not. You've got to find a way to win a home game, and I think they can tonight. We'll break it down.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
With Ashley, see what Paul Bovey has in store for the NFL and college football. And let's give props to Bovey. Last week he gave us Army Wake Forest over 52. Both teams went over the number. Game exactly. Time decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this. It's game time decisions. I am Gabe Morenci. There's a lot of decisions to make. I look forward to stepping into Cam's corner kicks a little bit later on. A big Vancouver Whitecap match against me and Cam's most hated MLS team, Minnesota United FCSC Soccer Club. Yeah, Minnesota exactly. United FCSC. I don't know what the hell they're called, but they're going down, baby.
One name's not good enough for you guys. You need three. No. United FC. She's like, shut up. Like, honestly, that's embarrassing. Get original.
We're going to find out the curse. The Morenci curse is once again being put on the line. Just for the record, the Whitecaps are 6-1 at home this year. All right. Mm-hmm. So they're 6-1. We'll see if I'm the icebreaker. All right. Let's bring in, let's break the ice right now with Ashley Docking, our former DFS nemesis. We used to go head to head talking NBA basketball. I
missed
those.
She beat me pretty good.
Ashley Docking steps up. What's Woo! Up, Ashley? Good hey to guys. See you. How you doing?
Good, good. I forgot about our epic battles, actually. Those were fun.
Yeah, we were terrible. We were terrible at it.
I was the worst, hands down, the worst.
Not as bad as me and Cam's esports picks, but that's another story. So good to catch up with you. I see you're killing it online. You're doing videos, NBA stuff, and getting a ton of hits. We've been wanting to get you on the show for a little while, so now the NBA season is back. Let's do this thing. Let's start off, actually, with the Toronto Raptor game here tonight, because I brought it up before we went into the break. Disappointing, Ashley. I mean, last year, I don't think people, you know, outsiders don't really care. Like, can you imagine if the New York Knicks had to play all their games in Tampa all year? Like, you never hear the end of it. It was like the same thing with the Blue Jays. If the Red Sox or the Dodgers or the Yankees had to do that. But since it's a team from Canada, it's like, well, who cares? Well, it doesn't matter. The Raptors just doesn't matter to them. So they get back to Toronto. They smoke Philadelphia in the first preseason game back. Me and Cam are very excited. All right, they're back home. They're going to have this home court advantage again. And here they are, 0-3. I don't expect them to win every game, but they're 0-3 at home. I look at this as an early must-win situation tonight, actually. You can't lose four straight games. And they got like 11 of their next 14 games when they go on the road trip after their little homestand's over. 11 of the 14 are on the road. They've got to win tonight, Ashley. Otherwise, it's going to be hell to pay. What do you think about tonight's game?
I think from you particularly. I think that you're right about playing in Tampa. It's really difficult. And then obviously the fans got ripped off from seeing Kyle Lowry's swan song here with the Raptors as well. So they come back to Toronto. They're trying to figure out their identity. Not everyone can have chemistry automatically like the three of us did, guys. It just doesn't work that way sometimes, right? We're so close. So that's why it comes easy to us. But they did need to work around some things. And so, yes, I agree with you. I think they do have to win this game tonight, because one blowout win against Boston early in the season in the Garden is not going to satiate fans for long. Scotty Barnes is a nice pickup, but if you're not going to win, eventually the kind of glimmer starts to wear off and you want results.
You know what it comes down to is, I brought it up, guys, it's without Siakam, and people criticize, you can criticize Siakam all you want. There's not many players that'll give you 22 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists on a nightly basis. The Raptors are already offensively challenged when Siakam is there. They need everything to fall into place. Without him, it really hurts. And the three-point shooting, guys, you know, they're ranked like 28th in the NBA. It's a problem. And Cam, it's a problem. Van Fleet's a great player, but he's not that, hey, win the game for us, hit a bunch of threes, do this, do that. They're just lacking that extra punch. With Siakam back, it's going to help them. But I still think they can find a way. And then, Cam, we know about a Pacers play. The Pacers have been up by 20 blown leads. They've actually played pretty well. And Sabonis and Brogdon are two good players. It's a tough game. It's a toss-up. But to me, like I said, this is a have-to-win game if you're the Raptors. You can't go 0-4 to start the season at home.
And I'll get Ashley's take, too. No, the Pacers are the craziest team in the league, Gabe. We've taken them at the start of the year. We're sitting there, me and you, high-fiving each other, 22-point lead. Put the brakes on. They lose. Another huge lead. All right, here come the Pacers in the fourth quarter, ready to gag another game. I don't know, Ashley. Like, what do you think about this one? The Raptors, total 215.5. I think the Raptors are going to take care of their business. And one thing, though, like, you want to get up on these guys and step on their throat early. Like, don't give them any hope. But I will say, Indiana's a team that really has problems closing out games early in the season.
Yeah, what's your prediction tonight? Both sides on this one. Oh, sorry. I think you can play both sides on this one, though. I think the Raptors they need to win this one. I think they can win this one, and I think they should win this one, right? It's like both teams, the Pacers and the Raptors, won the games that they weren't necessarily supposed to. The Pacers obviously taking down Miami in overtime in a game where Miami is clearly the superior team, but probably a group that hasn't gotten it together quite yet as well. But I think that you can choose the Raptors to win, but then you have to go with either, maybe you guys can kind of help me out with this one. You got to go with either Turner or Sabonis, as you mentioned, because one of those guys is going to have a night against the Raptors. The Raptors have had a pretty good run playing centers that are not elite, right? They've had like a Powell, they've had a Horford, they have a Williams III, I believe it was, so classy. But they had trouble with Montrezl Harrell. Otherwise, they kind of contained everybody else. Turner just had 40-10, guys. Against
he's only 11.5 points tonight.
11.5 points tonight.
11.5 points.
That's
the weakness for the Raptors. There it is. Huh?
Maybe so I think you could play both sides on this one.
Miles Turner, over 11.5.
Scotty Barnes. What about Barnes Sabonis, guys? What about Sabonis? His total, it's a little more, you have to get there. 20.5. What do you think, Ash? Do you think you can get more than 20?
I would take him under, and I would go over on Miles Turner.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't want to pick on him because I hope he scores, because I'm going to bet on the Raptors, but OG Anunoby, 18.5.
That's a little ambitious.
Like, he had it a good, yeah, it is, Cam. Like, this kid, like, he needs to be more consistent on the offensive end. Let's just call it out for what it is. Like, you know what I mean? And Gary Trent's got to step up tonight. If they're going to win, Trent has to have a big game this evening. Fred VanVleet, 18.5.
First of all, if they're
going to
win based on Gary Trent Jr., they're in trouble. Let's just stop there. First of all, if Gary Trent Jr. needs to have a big game for them to win, it's already over. But
we're in trouble.
I agree with you on OG.
Yeah, we're in trouble. We're going to win.
I like Gary.
We're in trouble. And let's be real. You guys said it. The Pacers have been playing better basketball than the Raptors this year. They just blew like a massive lead. They've been in games. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be a dangerous team when they get everybody back. My poor guy, Caris LeVert, this guy can't catch a break. Besides getting his life saved when he got traded, that was a pretty big break to catch.
That's true.
That was actually a huge break.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
He's alive. Being alive is a very, very good break. I agree.
Just for people who don't realize, he was on the Brooklyn Nets. And he had like a cyst, a cancerous cyst or something, and he didn't know. And they never would have known if he didn't get traded. But he did the physical when he got traded, and they're like, "Oh my God, you need emergency surgery," and that saved his life. It turned out, it's crazy, huh?
Amazing.
So you can thank the GM of the Nets for trading him. It's crazy how life works. All right, so I'm worried. So speaking of the Hornets, were the team that came back on the Pacers. Hornets lost that track meet the other night, Ashley, but one guy, and I'm looking at props here tonight, Bridges.
Yep.
Miles Bridges has been killing it this year, and he's got a short price tonight. Are you a big LaMelo Ball guy and stuff? Because people love this stuff, Cam. Oh, look at the behind-the-back pass and stuff. I don't care. Win me a game. I don't care if, like, give me John Stockton. How about you bounce pass it and you guys win? As opposed to behind the back and lose. But are you a big, are you buying into the Charlotte Hornets this year? A good start for them, actually. What's your take?
Yeah, I do like them. And listen, I think that the NBA in and of itself, aside from wanting to win your wagers, of course, is an entertainment league. And so when you have guys like LaMelo who are going to put on a show and can be an upset here and there, can pull one off here and there, it's always going to be good for the league. And guess what? It doesn't matter if the Hornets get it together, as long as the players that you put money down on decide to have a night at the right time.
It is, though. You're right. That's what it is.
With Ball,
I like Charlotte.
What do you think about... You like Ball 19 and a half? Is that too ambitious?
No, I think I would look more towards the assist. Cam, how about this? Yeah. And Ashley, how about this? So, Miles Bridges tonight, 19 and a half.
Ooh.
19 and a half for Miles Bridges.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Last three games. So the first game of the year, he had 13 points. Second game, 30 points. Third game, 32. So he's had 30, 32, and 26 in the last three.
On fire.
I don't see Orlando stopping him. It's 19 and a half tonight. Give me Bridges over. Take me over.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Ashley Dawking is back kicking it with us.
Hello.
We definitely got to do this again, talking NBA basketball. Let me ask you, Ashley, and I promised I wouldn't put Ashley on the spot today in the hot seat, but what is the deal with Siakam? I see he's practicing, right? He's just returned to practice. Like, is he 2 weeks away, 10 days away? Because he better get back soon, man. I got to tell you that. So how far away is he coming back? What do you think? Yeah, I got
the
over 36 and a half wins.
The team needs him. Yeah, the team needs him soon, soon, soon. I would imagine it's not going to be longer than 2 weeks, I would hope. If you're playing full practice with no restrictions on you, that means you are close. So there hasn't been official word as far as I've seen from the Raptors today. But you're right, they do need him back because as much as people want to rag on him and send him awful, awful messages on social media, he's a major part of this team, particularly for a team that wants to hang their hats on transition basketball, but they're not getting out and running despite their wild, wild athleticism. He's going to be the catalyst for all that.
You notice it's funny you say that, Ashley, too. It was sort of like Kyle Lowry. Remember when Kyle Lowry was on the Raptors, he sucked. He was old and overrated. He goes to the Miami Heat and look at the media and like jackasses online. The Miami Heat are unbeatable. This guy, one of the best point guards in the league.
And he's going to the Hall of Fame. He's
a goat. Oh, no. You see, suddenly he's good because he's got a Heat jersey on. And the same thing with Siakam. You guys notice? He's terrible. He choked. He had a one good year. No, he didn't have, like, you know his bad year? He scored 21.9 as opposed to 22.7. That was the bad year. And he did have a bad year. He didn't get better, and he had some personal issues. But you guys notice? Oh, he sucks. He sucks. And then every day, every team wants him. That's all you see, Cam, is the room every day. Oh, yeah, yeah. The Clippers or the Lakers, just every team. Oh, Siakam.
He's always in talks. Oh, yeah, he's always on the list of what people want for trades. And it's one of the, here's how you got to think about it, though. For anyone who might have, like, they're worrying about Toronto players or he sucks. Listen, I promise you, Masai Ujiri is not going to be having someone in his orbit who's actual trash. It's like someone you see that you respect and they're dating someone. You're like, that person looks a little suspect, not to be too vain, but it's something that we all consider. But you're like, what they got going on? That's something special, because that person does not slum it. And I feel that way about Masai.
Ashley docking with us. So Cam got a chuckle out of that.
I enjoyed that, yes.
So for the record, Ashley says Miles Turner over 11.5 tonight. I'm going Miles Bridges. It's the Miles night tonight. Miles Bridges over 19.5. I'm gonna tell your pick with Turner over 11.5. I don't like betting against Raptors. I don't think OG. That's not a good bet at 18.
It's too many points.
This guy's not an automatic 19 points. Come on. I know he had 22 the other night, so they set this higher number.
20 in the first half against Dallas, and then just 3 in the second.
Mm-hmm. So it's 23, exactly. So now the number's set a little bit too high, I think. All right, so let's look at some good games tonight, some fun matchups. So speaking of Kyle Lowry, actually Kyle Lowry and the Miami Heat taking on the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn minus 3,
this
217. It's a tough game.
Yeah.
I've been fading Brooklyn.
Yeah,
I've been fading Brooklyn when I can, when I sort of want to. I don't know. I guess it is Miami. Tyler Hero's playing good basketball right now to start the season. And they're just deeper than Brooklyn are right now. Without Kyrie Irving, this team has problems. Like, they just do. Like, you've got 33% of your salary cap sitting on a couch somewhere.
Doesn't this feel like this game, guys? We're swimming as fish in the water and just waiting for the hook. Take Brooklyn. No. Like that line, 3 points.
The Heat of the play.
Yes, Morenci. Hey, we always look at the line movement and stuff like that, but this one feels like it's a sucker play. Like, I don't want to be on that side. I don't want to be
unlike
some guy's boat. No,
Ashley said.
I like the Heat.
You use your relationship. I'm going to use this. It's like Kyle Lowry. I love him, but I want to see his new marriage fail. It's like Kawhi Leonard. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, listen, Kyle, I love you. Thank you for everything you've done, but I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Suck it. You're on the Heat now. I'm not one of the
guys. Yeah, it's not going to fail.
I don't like the Miami Heat, and now you're on the Miami Heat. Like, it's simple as that, Kyle. And he'd say the same thing. He's a competitor. That's the way I look at it, Cam. So one of these deals where it's like Kawhi Leonard. I sort of really liked him. He's my favorite player, even before he's on the Raptors, San Diego State and stuff. Then after, like, I guess I'm just a jerk because I would rather to see him fail than win another title in L.A. Suck it. You could have won another title, and you want to go play with Paul George? And you know what even the best is? LeBron and the Lakers won, bro. The only thing is, I don't even think Kawhi cares. I think it upset Steve Ballmer. I don't think Kawhi Leonard even gives a crap anymore, man. I think all he cares about is his little mansion there on the top of the hill in San Diego. But nevertheless,
but we do kind of over. I think it's unfair that we do think that every single person is chasing a title. Not everyone is that ultimate
competitor. Good point.
Not everybody feels that way, right? Some people are like, "Oh, I secured the bag. Cool. Thanks so much, Ben Simmons. Hello, how are you? You think that guy dreams about a championship? No.
Well, he dreams about Kardashians. That guy. Like, he's dreaming about. Yeah. Let me stop.
Devin Booker is the one that wifed up Kendall. We love Devin Booker, but here's who I like for this game.
So Devin stole from Ben. So Ben even lost his girl too to Devin.
I don't think he stole. Let's give too much credit to the men here. Let's say she decided to jump ship.
That's
that?
True.
Yeah, fair.
She
enough.
Had her pick
woman's
of the
perspective.
Let's change the narrative.
Yeah, let's move on. I don't want to.
Okay, Patty Mills. thoughts on Patty Mills, because absolutely lighting it up from downtown. And I guess that's what happens when it's not DeJounte Murray feeding you the ball. Cool. I think he's shooting like 44% from three or something along those lines. A far cry from Dame Lillard, who's like 8% from beyond the arc. But he's only at 10.5. I say take the over. Even though Miami's defense is really, 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 really good. Do you guys, I don't know if they're that much of a walking cold shower to just completely shut him down for what he's been doing so far this year.
Tyler Hero is 15. I like your. I like where you're going on that. He has played well.
That's 10 a good
and a
number.
Half with Patty Mills. He's on the court all the time, Cam. They don't have a lot of players. That Kevin Durant and Harden, they're not going to trust everybody. You know what I'm saying? And I've watched the Net games. They trust Mills. Like, I've seen Durant pass up open shots. Hey, Mills, take it type thing. Because, you know, he's trying to, you know, he knows they need Mills' outside shot. It's a good point, actually, too. Little shot in the arm for Patty after so many years in San Antonio. Me and Cam were talking about that Spur roster last night. Wow. It was hardly the Parker, Robinson, Duncan, and Ginobili days, man.
Robert Horry.
My God. But nevertheless, Tyler Hero's prop is 15.5 tonight, guys. He's been really killing it this year, too. He was a disappointment. Speaking of the Kardashians, I thought last year, Hero, Ash, I thought the fame went to his head a little bit after they went to the finals, and it was one of those deals. His Instagram all off season was just him and girls and like, look at me, I'm Tyler here. I'm on a boat. I'm on a yacht and stuff. I was like, bro,
don't be jealous.
You hit a couple of 3-point shots.
I am jealous.
I'm jealous of no one.
I don't leave my lair. This guy's going on ships. You're damn right. Yeah.
Maybe I'm jealous of Steven Tyler. I like Steven Tyler Merrill Smith. He's had a good life. Yeah, I'm not jealous of people that you would think.
Yes. Yes, Tyler Hero. I think that he... Listen, I think if you want to be a gamer in the NBA, the way it goes now, when anyone, well, not anyone, but there's a ton of people that can drop 45 on any given night, right? If you want to roll with the big boys, you have to have that attitude. Tyler Hero does it. So I respect it in that sense. Mm-hmm. But this conversation, and I think Haslam was the one who co-signed it and said Hero is in the same league as Luka Doncic and Trae Young. And the only difference is he's on a team that doesn't need him to be the guy. And that's why he hasn't been able to flex those muscles.
He's got to lay off the synthetic weed. That's a little over the top.
I don't know if I want to go that far, but I will say the importance of having a strong guy coming off your bench, like a Lou Williams kind of vibe, is important, particularly for a Miami team who has aspirations of winning a title. I think Tyler Hero is probably in a more comfortable position right now coming off the bench. I think he's more relaxed. There's not as much pressure on him. And so I like what he's been doing over in Miami.
Averaging 23.3 points per game so far this year. He averaged 15 last year. It felt like it was worse than 15, actually, last year.
It did,
the kid's got talent. Shots. Yeah, it's a good point. No, he's got talent, actually. I remember, like, when he was playing well in the playoffs 2 years ago, it was like, wow, this kid really is not just – because a lot of kids can shoot, right? Do you have more of a game than just shooting? And I think he does. And, you know, we'll give him credit, but it is extremely early. But – yeah, let's go with the Heat here, guys. I agree. Yes. Cam, you're in. Ashley, you agree? Miami Heat plus +3?
Yeah, I'm good. Like I'm good with that. Even, like, take a look at Bam, too. His player combo, points and assists, 22.5.
Bam Adebayo. Listen, Bam's also another one that's off to
Adebayo.
Adebayo. I just call him
I don't
Bam.
Know who's going to guard him. I don't know who's going to guard him.
I don't know what's going on.
He's averaging 17.7 points and 14 rebounds so far this year.
We've switched things. It used to be Cam's Cavs. I saw you on Twitter talking about the Cavaliers again. They've been putting money in your pocket, buddy. That's your team now. You like the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Oh, I see no reason not to take it tonight. No, they're one of these teams. They're one of these teams. But just for the record, I like where you're going at. Ashley's on fire here because Bam is killing it. 17-7 and 14. And who the hell does Brooklyn have in the middle? Like, nothing. Like, that's Brooklyn's Aldridge? Problem.
Like Griffin?
These guys are pretty old.
The team is old. I was actually
how many times is LaMarcus Aldridge going to retire and unretire anyway? I thought you were tapped out. Like, what's up with that? This guy's like he's like a boxer.
Not everyone's as passionate about what they do as you, Gabe.
I appreciate that. No, you know, I like LaMarcus. I like LaMarcus. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying I thought he's
No, it's true. Yeah.
I think what it was, he was done playing for the Spurs.
Yeah. He was done playing for Pop. He's like, I've had enough.
I think playing and just getting beaten down and getting worn out for years. He's like, I don't like the NBA anymore. I don't feel good.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to play with Kevin Durant and James Harden? Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Man, like,
you want to play with them and not get compared to Tim Duncan? Perfect.
I watched the Nets. Oh, hey, Ashley, we got to get out of here. Thanks a lot, Ashley. We're going to do it again. Thank
you. Take care, Ash.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabe Morenci, King of One of Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, NBA basketball, NHL hockey. We haven't gotten into the World Series yet. We talked about Mattress Mack and his massive bets. And as I stated, he pretty much does it, Cam, to hedge. But I got to be honest, the guy likes to gamble. I mean, he did this as a hedge job years ago, and the bets have gradually increased because you know, I remember it was a big deal. Ooh, he was going to win $5 million. So the flamboyant Houston furniture store owner is not only a huge Astros fan, but he's also set to win $38.9 million. He told CNN that he bet $3.35 million in June that the Astros would win the World Series. He made the wagers to cover another gamble of sorts. Customers who bought certain brand of mattresses that cost $3,000 or more will get their money back if the Astros win.
I like that. Pays to spend.
That's the thing. And he doesn't even say, he doesn't even hide it. It's a hedge, says Mattress Mack, who's well-known in Houston for his commercials and for his charitable work in the community. Yeah, he's a really nice guy. That's the thing. A lot of times, I'm not going to lie, like Ashley said, I'm not jealous of Tyler Hero, but
I'd
be jealous of a guy who could, you know, Mattress Mack had all his cash. But he's not, because you'd be like, oh, screw this guy, $39 million. He's a nice guy, Cam.
Yeah.
Like he gives, like, you remember when the hurricane hit in Houston?
For sure.
He let people sleep in the stores. So see, like, people were just kicked out in the furniture stores, like with their feet up, watching TVs, like make yourself at home. People were like sleeping in the stores on the beds and stuff.
Yeah.
And remember, Joel Osteen didn't let people in his church. He's the big preacher guy. He's like,
That is one of the best points ever. A man of God did not let people lose. Your whole basis to your life is supposed to be helping people when they're down. Nah, it's okay. But a mattress salesman's the guy who lets
you. Yeah, the mattress guy was like, no, come to my place.
That's actually funny. I was watching Forensic Files. This preacher like killed his wife too. It's like, wow, these men of the cloth here. It's like, I don't think God said to kill your wife and have an affair. But anyway,
I'm pretty sure that's a sin.
It's a big one.
Pretty sure. Yes. Well, speaking of which, so Mattress Mack last night. He brought 55 nuns to the game with him last night. Is good luck. You've seen the nuns there?
He's the one that's
bringing them. They were 2-0 with the nuns until last night. They lost.
Yeah, they're still 2-1. Like, it's pretty good. Still
did not tell you. Yeah, you gotta bring them back tonight. you got to bring the nuns back. Bring. I like what he says here. So he goes, yeah, it's a hedge. He goes, it's a hedge. He's well known. All right. He spread out his bets between four different sports betting companies, including a $2 million wager with a sports book that'll pay out $22 million. That's the one, Cam. That'll be the biggest payout in American sports betting history. That's like the record. Nobody's like, so he's got $22 million coming from one sports book if he wins.
The thing that it's interesting to me is he spends that much. Like, what's his, what's his like bullets in the gun theory with live betting, because the Astros have gone from a favorite to plus 140 now.
Oh, he hedges
after losing the first game,
but he's at the game, so he's in Texas. So, like, you know, he's a legal guy. He ain't calling in Pinnacle or something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No. He's so,
he goes to Mississippi. He went to Pharrell had him on. He came to New York. He came to the MetLife Meadowlands once.
Nice.
And yeah, he bet like $5 million. Because not everyone will take the bet. So he had to, like, they set it up first. Like, he called, he said, listen, I want to bet $5 million.
Yeah.
And they said, well, will we take it? They said, yeah, come on down. He flew
to
New York.
We'll see you there. Mattress
Mack.
To
New York. He placed the bet in person. They took his bet, $5 million.
It's like owning Mahoney. They're going to give this guy a plane to come to the casino.
Oh, dude, that casino, bro, in Mississippi, they're taking big bets. Like, I was surprised. Like, yeah, he got like a $4.8 million bet in a casino in Mississippi before.
That's huge. That's big.
All right, see, I'd be the highest payout in U.S. sports betting history. I like what he says. It's been exciting to follow along as the season played out. And the anticipation for this is at a fever pitch. Should be a great series to watch. All right, I like what Mattress Mack says. The bets are a good marketing promotion, but. My wife says I have a gambling problem.
No.
He goes, it's actually a promotions problem. I promote a hobby. I promote it as a hobby because it's called a business. And the more people I get in here, the better. The past week, I had a 3-to-1 sales ratio. Biggest week sales a week in company history since I've been here for 40 years. See, that's the thing. He's a good guy, so people want to support him. They're like,
exactly.
Oh, he's a good guy. I'm going to buy my mattress from him. I'm going to buy my couch from him.
Gabe,
people are going
in my area. Where's our mattress guy? Hey, everybody, you know what I mean? I'll give you this type of tickets. Whatever. It's like, no, we're gonna screw you with the cool pillow. We're gonna get you're gonna pay an extra $300 for the sheets.
You want to know about? Like, I'll never forget, guys. When the Buffalo Bills played in Toronto, that's all you need to know about promotions in Toronto.
Yeah,
they give you get outside. They gave you this like little mini Buffalo Bill football. And then 30 seconds later, they took it away from you. No, you're not allowed that in the stadium.
Yeah.
And it's like, I remember I got mad. I said, you know, I didn't effing bring this thing into the stadium. I said, you just gave it to me. Oh, no, it was a mistake. They shouldn't be doing this. Hey, welcome to the Bills game. Here's a Bills football.
What a joke.
Get to the security 5 minutes later. Sorry, you can't bring that in.
Like,
you're giving them out outside. It's like, no.
Audience.
I'm like, oh, great promotion. Hey, you guys give it away and take it back 30 seconds later. Well done. I don't want to get
stooges.
Into it, but you see that company's got big mutinies going on right now.
Oh, buddy. That's like a
Dateline episode coming. Someone's
it sure is. Yeah. You're in the boardroom next thing you know. Knife in the back. I didn't see that.
You're close. We're gonna hear that on the news. Yeah, Rogers boardroom. Someone got stabbed.
Next thing you know, there's gonna be a guy.
It's like a movie.
Somebody
you got
on the
like
property.
12 family members that are all like,
buddy.
No, you don't run it. I run it, right?
they're trying to still figure that murder of the couple, the high powered couple there. They can't even get a sniff. Nah. You're right.
They're
man.
Never the gonna. That was the slickest pro hit in the history of slick.
The honey Sherman murder. Oh God. I remember that. They had the cop on the city TV. He's like, well, you know, it's like, dude, you got no clue. Like, you don't even know. You don't even have a cookie crumb.
No, it's, that's what they admitted. They basically said there is zero.
It's a pro job. Yeah.
Evidence. There is nothing. It was basically this big pharmaceutical guy, big time guy, but he had like all the big patents and he was going to release them all for really cheap.
Sure.
So big pharma, this guy got whacked in Toronto, and they said it was a suicide. And it really looked like it. It was so well done, except the family hired real, like, FBI, former FBI guys came in and everything. Yeah. And they said, this is the slickest pro hit that we've ever seen in our life.
I'm impressed, Morenzi. You're all over the murders he's seen here. You know, that was a big one. I remember. I'll never forget.
I know everything about that case. I know that case.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a great. No, they're going to have like a huge story about they were talking about that case. It was the best of the cop just sits there. All the lights are on. Like,
I remember that. They had nothing. They were like, if you can help us out, let us know.
Like, exactly. Sure.
Well, they got defensive about it. Let's get to the picks. But I remember they got defensive.
Yes.
It's a suicide. It was a suicide.
I know.
And TV show. I was like, it's not a suicide. Come on. Why would this guy kill himself? He's a billionaire. And also, he was a nice guy, too. See, they didn't like he was giving away drugs for cheap, right? He was like, no, I don't want to rip people off.
It's a great point.
Well, they
all the nice
like
people, right?
Much.
A lot of snakes out there. That's the bottom line. So, is you try to do nice in the world, and somebody will kill you. Anyway, so what do we see, like?
Sold $5,000, $3,000 mattresses just this week alone.
Good for him.
You ever spent $3,000 on a mattress before?
Actually, it's funny you mention that. The bed that I have upstairs is it's basically an NBA player's bed. It's called California King Plus. What was the superstore? What was the store that went under? Sears? It was actually like a $6,000 mattress that they gave away for like $900 because they were going out of business. It took two people. Like, it came in like a half game. I could sleep a family of four comfortably in my bed. But I'm so big, I've really worn it out. There's big dents in it, right? From me being a huge guy.
That's great. Yeah. You need a bed for a family of four for yourself.
Oh, yeah, no, honestly, if you brought in a family of four in my bed, they'd go, wow, Mr. Stewart, what a great sleep we had last night, other than the dents that you've created due to your girth.
See, it really works. Now people in our chat are like, I do need a new mattress. See, like,
I do. I want a mattress, too.
We're going down to Mattress Max right now.
I'm in the market for a new mattress.
I got to go to Mattress Mac, man. Yes, let's go see it. Yes.
No more dents. I want to sleep on something.
He'd probably
hook you up,
too. He'd probably be the type of guy where you could say, listen, Mac, I'm a little light here. How about, how about 17, hon? 17 instead.
You can negotiate.
You know what my guy in Jersey is, though? Bob's Furniture Outlet.
Yeah, Bob. You like Bob.
He was good. All right, so let's get into the hockey because we got NBA. We'll get into the baseball after. That's coming up. So we threw the NBA, and we'll recap our NBA props and stuff. I like Ashley's pick with Miles Turner over 11.5. I'm gonna jump in on that.
It's almost too good to be true. That's a very low, player.
The Raptors are weak in the paint, guys. They've got nothing. They've got nothing. And she was right about Brooklyn having nothing in the paint either. Like, Bam is going to kill it. Like, rebounds and stuff. Brooklyn are just, you know, it's Harden and Durant and Patty Mills just bombing threes, essentially. Mm-hmm. They're kind of a flawed team right now. Like, they're missing Kyrie Irving. Say what you will about Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving's an amazing player. And they're missing their point guard. Like, we got a problem.
It's true.
All right. Big games tonight, Kim. Boston Bruins, Stanley, SC Panther. On the ice here tonight. Panthers minus 142 against the Bees. Got to ride them. I'm taking the Florida Panthers. What's your take?
Me too. I don't love it because I think Boston, like, these are games they get up for, but at that price, it's 40 cents. Yeah, I'll take a shot with Stanley C. Panther. They're a wicked hockey team. Got futures on them too. The total, actually, you'd be surprised. It was FanDuel usually pops a 6.5. These guys aren't screwing around with 5.5. I was going to take the under, but I'm going to pass now.
Sorry, Kim, I just can't help. Like, what? I don't want people thought it was so funny. Someone's like, I had a great sleep other than the dents.
Oh, no, that's the people don't. No. I got a real.
Oh, of course it's four.
Yeah. I've had a few. Like, look at me. I'm 200. Like, I'm a big guy. Like, you know what I mean? So when I sleep,
so is one of the sides a little? Is it sort of a little?
Oh, it's just. Like, no. Like, but the thing is, Gabe, I'm going to tell you, it is a hard job to, like, flip it and stuff like that. If I don't have, like, and I don't ask Lisa to do it, I'm a real, like, I struggle and sweat. The thing weighs, like, 250 foam pounds.
Things that, like, go back up.
Yeah, but something. Those ones, not big enough. I like to stretch it out when I sleep. I'm a real, like, wild sleeper. I'm like a whale. I need, anyway, I got a lot of dents in my mattress. That's a long story short. Very expensive mattress.
Though. Jake just said he was dying when you were talking about dents in the mattress.
People are like, holy geez. Like, I remember one time my buddy, I was in my room or whatever. The guy's like, what's with the whole, like, dents in your mattress? I go, I sleep a lot. Like, I've made.
So the Bruins, and the Panthers are the only early 7 o'clock game, right?
No, Detroit and Washington. Oh. And I'm actually going to take a shot here. I'm going to take the Red Wings plus 1.5 minus 150.
Oh, my God. That's bold.
Let's remember, and I'm going to sprinkle on the money line. Washington beat Ottawa, but Ottawa came back against them. This is my underdog pooch play of the night. I think the Red Wings can hang with Washington. I actually don't even mind the goaltending matchup. Grice and Vanacek. Give me Detroit plus 1.5 sprinkle on the money line, Gabe. That's my dog of the night in the ice match. Detroit plus 1.5 and little bit more on the money line.
I'm going to take the Florida Panthers. NBA basketball, give me LaMelo Ball under 19.5. Miles Bridges over 19.5. Let's get into the Raptor props. I hate betting against them, but I'm going under 18.5 for OG. It's just too high.
It's too much.
I'm going to go over 13.5 Scotty Barnes. Over 13.5 Scotty Barnes. A little bit of a roll here. A little bit of a prop roll. Mm-hmm. We're going to go with Bam. We're going to mix the points and rebounds. We're going to combine the two. So NBA props.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Miles Bridges over 19.5 points. LaMelo Ball under 19.5. OG Anunoby under 18.5. Scotty Barnes over 13.5.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Morency. Throwing it down to Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. All right, so early basketball action here. Let's pull the trigger, Cam. What do you? Let's go. You go first. What do you got for us? Because I got more picks, I think. So you go first.
Yeah, I'm betting the Raptors in this spot. I agree with you on the OG under in that. I'm going to take Turner over, and I'm not going to mess with Sabonis. I still think he can get 21 points there, but that's what I'm playing in the Raptors game. Other than that, I'm not touching the Charlotte game. There's a couple games, actually the NBA card game. I like the late stuff. Your Cavaliers and those games there with Memphis and Portland. I have opinions on those games, Sacramento and Phoenix. So just the Raptor props right there and the Raptors to beat Indiana. Oh yeah, hockey,
you know what?
Stanley C. Panther and yeah. Detroit plus 1.5. You're up.
I'm going to take Stanley C. Panther as well. So early hockey pick. I agree with Cam. We're both on board. Florida Panthers to win this game tonight. Here's, I don't know, dude. You know, the money line parlay hit for me last night. It was a sweat job, but it actually hit in the end. You do the math here. Charlotte Hornets to beat the Orlando Magic and the Atlanta Hawks to beat the Pelicans. Plus 108. It's money line. Plus 108. Nothing wrong with that. So I put that in. We talked about the Raptor props. We'll remind you about them after. But props coming up right now. LaMelo Ball, under 19.5 points. Miles Bridges, over 19.5 points. So that's the early action. Miles Bridges, over 19.5. LaMelo Ball, under 19.5. And a moneyline parlay. Charlotte Hornets, Atlanta Hawks, and the Florida Panthers in the National Hockey League. And I look forward to Cam's take on the Toronto Maple Leaf, Chicago Blackhawk. Hockey game, ice match.
Loser leaves town match.
We got one team
match.
That's sucking on the ice and another team that's in the middle of a scandal off the ice.
Yeah, I was thinking about this game.
Blackhawks.
Why don't we just, like, all these teams just franchise and rebrand? Like, think about it. Vegas, new team in the league. Hey, we win. Kraken, we beat Montreal. Might as well just fold all these teams that suck and rebrand them. Point.
New name in Toronto.
Yes, exactly.
Or just call up the Marlies and relegate the Leafs to the NHL.
Got a lot going on.
Work, family, kids. So we made it simple to get the winning edge. We give you gaming.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.